was solely responsible for propagating human species or all species of life?
Mm.
Are there different physiognomies for the different species?
Yes. There might be any. Class of men, they are called Vedias. They know all these parts. Which part is the medicine for certain diseases. And they sell in the market. Every one of these is meant for some medicine. They know it.
Is that kind of information given in the Vedas?
Hmm?
Is that kind of information there?
Yes. I did. There is a book, Durbhagun. All kinds of herbs, metals, in different kinds of flesh of different animals. Then, hundreds of different kinds of animals, yes. How you can utilize for certain diseases, the best of them.
They use flesh for curing things?
Huh?
They use flesh for curing diseases?
Yes. Animal feeling is only allowed when it is absolutely necessary. For medicine. Suppose by killing one animal, hundreds of lives are saved. So, that will happen. One preparation is Chavalardha Ghrita. It is prepared, a live goat is put into the ghee with other ingredients, and that is a good medicine for phthisis.
For
phthisis. Tuberculosis.
Oh. They actually cook the live goat in the ghee? Maybe we should withhold this science from the Western world for a while.
Hmm? No, you are the expert, aren't you?
There were some mantras they just like the sacrifices where they would give new life to a sacrificed animal. They would do the same thing with
this? Yes, it's a basic mantra.
Hmm. So that goat would get a new life, or?
Oh, no, this is some medicine. Medicine.
Many of the Western medicines are taken from different glands from animals. Who is the one who told Ramachandra Prabhu not to take any sugar when he had hepatitis? He told them that for hepatitis, they take what is it?
Mung and rice.
No sugar.
No, because chicken.
The Ramachandra was taken. But then he heard that your divine grace said he should take papaya and sugar.
Sugar candy.
So he immediately stopped, called your divine grace, He stopped the other prescription and followed your prescription.
Yeah, he does. When did we see him?
I'm sure, yeah. He was coming. I also got it for the test.
Yesterday, in this book, it said that when a cow gets so old, the most economic solution to do with it is not to waste the meat. It should be slaughtered. The farmers, they say that it's when you have this cow, it won't give any more milk, and its teeth are rotten, where it's going to die. It can't probably eat properly. That it's a waste to not use that meat to feed people. It should be slaughtered.
I have reason?
No.
They say that is economically the proper thing to do is to kill the cow after it, and not waste the meat.
With that same food, I will take his meat. Very well, Sikananda. Why don't you give it to the animal eater?
We only try to
get the meat. Why? Very good. Again, there's one in the pond, eating that jacket. Or anybody else?
The people should eat dirt to the people then, according to
now,
that.
Now, when the man is dead, why is he gonna have a calculation is not taken?
What do you think of the animal life?
Animal are there, man. When it is dead, then it is assembled. Is there any difference of value between the animal body and man's body?
They
think that a good thing is like human beings.
But the animal has no soul.
They have so many grades.
Soul or not soul. When the body is dead, is there any difference of value?
Well, it doesn't seem human to eat a human.
This is nonsense. That's still smart.
It's too horrifying for them to contemplate that they may start eating each other.
Or their family dog.
Or their grandmother.
But if it was wrapped up in the package and they didn't know it was the dog or their mother, they just thought it was
they can eat. They pack it.
They eat their pets sometimes. I used to have a pet rabbit. One day I came home from school and my father had killed it and eaten it for dinner. He said I wasn't looking after it properly, so I
can't.
I
think.
This business is simply taking economics into consideration.
It's enough. That's it. I have to leave the business. Anyway. There is a class of men in India, they said, I told you, the dead body of class.
Cobbles.
Mushi. Mushi. Their business is shoemaker. So, when the cow is dead, they take it, they eat the meat, and take the skin and the hoof to make business without any investment. That is economy. He gets the skin without any price. And he makes fools and gets full profit. But that is for a class of man, not for all. Economic gain for a cobbler is not the economic gain for a Brahmin. One man's food, another man's poison.
is it considered through the Kava that when a Brahmin is engaged in the activities of plowing and cultivating, that he's become a Vaishya?
No. If there is nobody to help, who can do
it? As long as he keeps up his Brahminical standard.
That's also true for the residents here in New Vrindavan, that receive the shelter of Lord Nityananda.